Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The United Nations, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, John Hopkins, all set up Event 201 in lockstep. Public battle plans to use the stampeding fear of a deadly virus to bring in permanent martial law, a collapse of the third world, mass starvation, and total surveillance. And I can tell you that the globalists believe they can overthrow the U.S. government completely, overthrow Trump, and literally arrest and kill the media and the resistance. And they are intending to use this depression to drive Trump out or use it as cover to assassinate him. And during the hysteria of the ongoing corporate deep state, blue city, blue state coup, be able to remove the opposition and bring in permanent martial law and say, go back in your houses now. We've got a new virus outbreak. Where they can throttle this on and off. This is global corporate dictatorship. Jason Jones is here, filmmaker, a veteran, where they have continued lockdown there in Hawaii, even though he has the attorney general with a letter saying, do not stop his demonstration. He just showed up there. He got arrested. Tell us where you're going with this whole situation.
Well, I'm going to go try to meet with the police union tomorrow to let them know, ask their officers to stand down. We are going to continue to stand up. And we're filing an injunction in federal court so we can continue to protest, and our rights that are protected by the Constitution will indeed be protected and not violated. And Alex, as you're talking, you know, when people stop in and see, what is Alex Jones talking about? Is this guy for real? Is this serious? I have right here a hat of the Uyghur. What the Uyghur people wear, 3 million in concentration camps. Western corporations participate with the Chinese to imprison the Uyghur. They harvest their organs. This is mainstream media. Do you think your life is worth more to these people than those Uyghurs? No. Bill Gates, for decades, has been preventing the use of DDT in Africa and chloroquine in Africa for malaria. Half a billion people dead. Do you think Bill Gates values your life more than that child in Nigeria? No. This is not conspiracy. You can Google it. These are the facts. But unlike the Uyghur and unlike that child in Nigeria, we have the history. We have a constitution. We've had examples in our country's heritage who to model ourselves after. If we do not free ourselves, the world will collapse into a tyranny, a totalitarian hellhole that you can't even begin to imagine. I was in front of the Hawaii State Capitol as much for the folks in Nigeria and in India and in conflict zones and for the Uyghur in East Turkestan as I was for my neighbors. We are now all in the same boat.
That's right. We take it for granted living in America. Yeah. And now that hedge of protection is being taken down, pure evil's rushing in. And Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft all work in China, and it came out Apple particularly runs at the death camps of the Uyghurs, them making components for Apple. It's on record, and as you said, there's the famous footage that was leaked of the Uyghurs and men being let out to kill in that sports stadium with thousands of them. I mean, this is as big as the Nazi Holocaust going on right now, and it's just accepted.
Yeah, Alex, and they say guys like you and I, Christian conservatives, we hate. We love them so much. We're you and that. We're thinking about them. Where's the mainstream media? On 3 million ethnic minority Muslims in slave camps, having their organs harvested, having their women raped. Where are they? Why are they downplaying the catastrophe in Nigeria that's coming to the Horn of Africa, to India? Where are these people? They're so progressive. They're with you till it doesn't pay. They're with you till it costs. You know, we're with you when it matters. We're not going to showboat and tell the world how great we are because we care about distant people. No. When you need us, we're there. We are all in the same boat together. We're free together, and we'll eat together. That's it. That's where we are now.
By the way, there's 30 minutes of this footage of them in giant death camps, people living in containers being marched around and executed. And somebody in China leaked this. This is millions and the men being let off to be killed. Those people that haven't behaved themselves, haven't worked properly with hoods over their heads and trying to be executed. God bless you, Mr. Jones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, he's been a frequent guest in the last, 17, 18 years on air since I first had him on. And he has prosecuted Slobodan Milosevic, a dictator at The Hague. He has represented the U.S. government and other governments at the United Nations. He is a professor. He's a doctor of law, has a lot of other degrees from Harvard. Francis A. Boyle, and we're reconnecting with him right now on his Skype, but he is a leading American expert in international law. He's responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Terrorism Act of 1989, then a bunch of other implementing legislation. He's an expert on bioweapons and the laws of those. He's also an author, and while we're getting him reconnected, because his Skype had a problem, he first reported in January that it was clearly a offensive bioweapon coming out of the Wuhan lab. Well, now you have major Western intelligence agencies that are coming out, and they are saying that it's conclusive. Well, I don't just believe what a Western intelligence agency says. We know that time and time and time again that if you look at this, the major international corporations go do things in China that they're not allowed to do anywhere else. And working with these weaponized chimera coronaviruses, to then be able to release these weaponized coronaviruses later. And so regardless right now, we cannot have Fauci up there running around being the person running all of this when he is on record now, even Newsweek's reporting, funding the coronavirus stuff himself. Well, that's what Dr. Boyle said back in January. You can go watch the interviews. I'll give you the headlines. That's the reality of what's going on. But I want to play clip 7 here while I get him on the line. China has started World War III. And this is General Robert Spalding. We're going to play that clip. And then I've got another report with Jack Posobiec, Chinese United Front Network orchestrated clandestine operation to hoard key emergency gear. Well, we know they did that. And so now UT is under criminal investigation for being a Chinese communist front, literally, not just connected to Wuhan. So this whole house of cards is coming down, but that makes the globalists very, very dangerous, very, very dangerous at this point. So let's go ahead and go to those important clips.
If America is to survive, and what I mean by that is if it's going to continue as a democratic constitutional republic, then Americans are going to have to stand up and fight for it. It's not going to be given to you free. It's not going to be handed to your children or grandchildren for free. You know, our founding fathers had to fight for it. You know, along the 240 plus years of our existence, people had to stand up and fight. The fight is just different this time. You don't have to go, you know, pick up a weapon and go fight in some faraway land. You have to fight for democracy right here at home by recognizing that democracy here is under assault. Look at what happened with the NBA. It's clear as day if you choose to look at it.
So in a way, we're already in World War III?
We are in World War III, and you are in the front lines. I am now in the front lines. When I had a uniform on, I was, you know, working in the government. I wasn't really paying attention, but now I'm fully woke, and I'm taking up the battle cry, and this is one of the ways that I'm doing it.
In a shocking report first published by Global News, China is seen sending a call to action through diversified arms of state media, state-controlled enterprises, diplomatic channels, and their overseas diaspora. This effort was orchestrated by the United Front, which is directly controlled by Party Chairman Xi Jinping. These clandestine United Front networks are operationally coordinated from Chinese consulates and embassies around the world, from Canada to Australia to Japan and the United States. At the same time, China was telling the world there was no human-to-human transmission of the virus, and that the pandemic was no cause for alarm around the world. The WHO repeated these claims as well as much of Western media. However, even as China was launching this clandestine operation overseas, it was portrayed as a warlike effort at home in state media. In addition, U.S. Congress has reported that China slapped export restrictions on U.S. companies producing PPE in China, such as 3M, which led to a diplomatic standoff between the nations. According to Beijing's own records, this effort was a resounding success, and China imported over 2 billion safety masks by March, as seen in customs reports. And of course, the masks that China hoarded were then sold back to the rest of the world, many times higher than their original cost. Chinese propaganda stated, "Every overseas Chinese is a warrior," Xinhua News. They continued, "They traveled day and night and raced against time to send back batches of scarce supplies for the motherland." To be clear, China used their diplomatic corps and propaganda outlets to launch a clandestine United Front operation against the countries of the world while they covered up the pandemic and became the world's largest hoarder of critical supplies. These revelations are shocking and must be investigated by governments around the world. For One American News, I'm Jack Posobiec.
All right, joining us now for the rest of the hour is the man who first reported all this back in January, Dr. Boyle. Now to have Trump come out this week and say he's seen the evidence, and the media says, no, you haven't, and they released the new Five Eyes report that say, we know it's man-made, we know it came out of the lab, but we think it leaked. Why the hell would anybody release this on purpose? But I think more and more the way China responded, buying up all the critical gear, telling your people that it was a war, to contaminate masks and kits they were sending over here, that I think they launched it on purpose with the deep state to have the clampdown. But regardless, Dr. Boyle, what do you make now of five world intelligence agencies, Western intelligence agencies, the United States, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, all exactly agreeing with what you said?
Alex, thank you very much for having me on. I'm sorry my
it's okay. I totally understand, sir.
It didn't work here. Well, yes, if you have a look at that report on the Australian Daily Telegraph, and now it's all over the world, it's clear that Five Eyes is agreeing with everything I've had to say since I gave that interview on geopolitics on January 24 that went viral and has now been censored off of YouTube. But I note for the record that, first Mr. Schroyer picked me up, and then you did right after that. And so we've been consistently covering this all along. Yes, it's nice that, finally, after all this time, the truth has come out, Alex, because we really can't figure out what to do from here unless we have a thorough understanding of exactly what happened. And as that Five Eyes report confirms, you know, this is a extreme, existentially dangerous DNA, genetically engineered, biological warfare weapon coming out of that Wuhan BSL-4, which we also must understand, this is China's first Fort Detrick. There's nothing beneficent at all about that laboratory. You know, BSL-4s like Fort Detrick engage in every hideous form of Nazi biological warfare, research, development, testing, stockpiling you can possibly imagine. I still go along from, you know, what I can see here, Alex, that this was a leak. That it's also obvious that there were previous leaks at the Chinese BSL-3s of biological...
Well, that's why you say it's a leak, is the bird flu, the swine flu, the SARS, I mean, they're constantly leaking like a sieve. Let's come back and talk about what this means and where you your next predictions, well, your next analysis, because as you said many times, this was hidden in plain view, and that Fauci was up to his eyeballs, that's now breaking as well, and the word is Trump's getting ready to expose him. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Back, folks. I'm your host, Alex Jones. President Trump came out and said the deep state and Comey tried to overthrow the elected government, which is treason. And now Fox News is reporting that Comey should get the death penalty. That's on InfoWars.com. So I'm not up here saying things like we're at total war. And I just played top intel generals, you know, coming out and saying we're at war. And the dumb Democrats are so naive inside these agencies and things that think, oh, you're kumbaya, globalism, China's sweet, and, you know, they're better than Trump. And the Washington Post has headlines, Xi Jinping must destroy Trump. I mean, it's just unbelievable how crazy you people are. And that's a whole other issue that I want to get into with Dr. Francis Boyle, because he's been an expert in international law and national law and wrote the U.S. Bioweapons law, then most of it got adopted as world law about the attempted coups. And I know he's nonpartisan, folks, but I know he's spoken to this. So we'll get his constitutional, you know, lawyer hat on in the last segment on this huge subject. That, believe me, folks, I'll tell you what's going on behind the scenes if I'm able to. But this is not fun. This is a cloak and dagger show. I'm just an American that did my own research and has guests on that cares about the country. And look at our track record of saying we're really at war with China. And having experts on that tell you exactly what's now coming out. That's why we blew Fiona Hill's cover as the one bringing in the Soros moles. She's on 60 Minutes. I mean, you understand, they have put the hit out on us, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. We need your prayers right now. Going back to Dr. Boyle, you've got the floor, sir. Instead of me interrupting, get into what this means that the Five Eyes have now come out with the exact analysis of you. Do you want to get back into how you knew it? The documents coming out. Now it's even mainstream news that Fauci, even Newsweek's reporting on it. Even AP mentioned it, that Fauci ran, it looks like, much of the coronavirus research there. The Facebook fact checker was involved in it. I mean, it's like a conspiracy of NIH, Rockefeller Foundation, Fauci operatives. I mean, is Fauci actually above Bill Gates?
Well, Alex, let me get back to your previous point, which is I personally believe, and I've discussed this before, we are at war here with COVID. That's the enemy right now. I still stand by my figure that it's 15 to 17% lethality rate. That was confirmed last week in the New York Times. They had a lethality science looking at it, saying that in China, in January, before they undertook their mitigation measures, it was 17% lethality. So I think this is what we are dealing with, and we have to understand that I think President Trump has to come to grips with that. We're at war with COVID. It's existentially dangerous. The figures we are being given on casualties are completely bogus. The Financial Times last week ran an article on excess casualties, that the real figures here are not the reported casualties, but the excess casualties. And they went country by country, and the excess casualties were twice the reported casualties. So I think that's probably what has happened here in the United States. As of today, we're being told it's only 64,000 people who are dead. Well, excess casualties, no one's given us a figure on that. My guess, it's twice what we are being told. And these officials at CDC and many of the others are just downplaying what we are really facing, Alex. Sure, Fauci and all the rest of them are in this together. They are up to their eyeballs in Nazi biological warfare work here. We've discussed this before. It's all in that article, the articles I've gone through with you. They've all violated my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 that provides for life imprisonment. I'm calling for Attorney General Barr to appoint a special counsel, just like he appointed Dunham to deal with the Russiagate. I don't think he should appoint Dunham because Dunham's covered up before for the CIA. I think he needs to appoint an outside special counsel with the full powers of the Department of Justice to find out what did they know and when did they know it. Fauci, Collins, and everyone involved in that UNC laboratory there, Barrick, National Institutes of Health, right, and the sponsoring institutions at Wuhan, including my dis alma mater, Harvard. They were a sponsor. They are a sponsoring institution there at China's Fort Detrick. Ask yourself, why is Harvard a sponsoring institution of Fort Detrick in China?
This is just a giant mess. And the issue Trump has is the deep state that launched all this. Trump did, and I'm not just defending Trump, it's true, is he blaming him now for it all happening, so he needs to blame who did it, and he's up there on the stage with the very culprits. This is just beyond bizarre.
That's exactly correct. I understand, I'm not here to, you know, personally to criticize Trump or something.
No, I understand. What I'm asking is, Dr. Boyle, then how does Trump navigate out of this? Because you were on the show 11 weeks ago saying he's got to fire Fauci and basically, you know, investigate him, or because they're gonna do a bad job because they want to cover it up.
Of course they want to cover it up. Their own criminal culpability, Alex. These people face life imprisonment under my statute. You're exactly correct. And it seems today, I didn't see Pompeo's full comments on MSNBC, but it does seem that maybe Pompeo understands what's going on here.
Well, he said China lied to us, and it's
obviously he has access to that Five Eyes report. It's all over everywhere, and I would hope President Trump would start asking some tough questions here about what's really going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, Fauci. Here's where I agree with you. You've been right all along. I don't want this virus to be super deadly, but the scientists saw it. It's man-made. The discoverer of HIV has scanned it. He says, no, it's man-made. So the fact that they've been trying to cover that up is because they don't want people to know that a precursor of this was transferred under Obama and under Fauci because it was made illegal here to China. And you've talked about the providence and the whole trail. But then the very same people that are doing this say never shake hands again, take an inoculation, and Fauci then gets all the power out of what they basically birthed. You've pointed out that vaccines for flu and vaccines for novel coronaviruses, because it's such a big species of virus, doesn't do anything. So that's my point is, go ahead.
Alex, you're perfectly right. If you follow the mainstream news media, they're all calling for vaccines. And this is preposterous. There is no evidence to believe that any vaccine is going to work on that. Indeed, Barrick at UNC has made comments indicating that part of the gain of function was to make their COVID there immune to vaccines and ordinary therapeutics that would affect coronavirus in the first place. So all these demands for vaccines, this is extremely dangerous, and then demanding people take vaccines, these challenge studies, they're just going to be infecting people. My estimate from everything I've seen is that these vaccines will be more dangerous than worthless, and of course Bill Gates is out there pushing.
By the way, you said that 11 weeks ago. Gates came out 2 weeks ago and said 700,000 will go sick or die from the vaccine. How does he even know that number, and why is he admitting it? Because he wants liability protection. Let's talk about what comes next with Dr. Francis Boyle. I'm Alex Jones. Tell folks how to tune in, listeners.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders until they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Welcome back. Dr. Francis Boyle, author, researcher, doctor of law, also many other degrees from Harvard. He's an expert on globalism. He's an expert who's tried some of the most famous international cases at The Hague against war criminals. And he's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that then much of it got adopted into World Treaty. And he said back in January 24th that it was an offensive biological weapons that he believes leaked. And then he laid out the postulates of how that happened. Now the Five Eyes have come out and said that's what they think happened. And that's Now, the only last shoe to drop is that it is a man-made chimera, but that was a big controversy in 2015, that they made the chimera of this COVID-19, of SARS, Corona, SARS, all the same thing, and gave it to China. Just recapping this. And so now they've got a vaccine they want for us, which most experts say can be way more deadly than the disease, could spread it. Because it's a chimera, they're saying they're going to have a live one. That, but then how are they going to attenuate that? And then it's a chimera, so it mutates in wild ways. I mean, there's a larger dark plan behind this. And I think we can find out exactly what's going on, obviously, Dr. Boyle, by looking at the original programs here in the United States that got moved offshore. Is that an important place to start, or where do you want to go now?
Well, I think, Alex, what needs to be done is that President Trump has to level with the American people. Just be honest and say, look here, we have fifth columnists in the United States that were cooperating with Communist China to manufacture this existentially dangerous offensive biological warfare weapon to be used against us, and that it leaked out of that China's Fort Detrick, as best as I can figure out, maybe mid-November, and China has been lying about it from the get-go ever since, just like they did on the SARS before that, and it's all propaganda and disinformation, and we are facing a situation here in America dealing with COVID that is reminiscent of World War II. That I think is the message that President Trump needs to give to the American people, between you and me. I think that's most important now, and that every decision flows from there. Alex, how can we possibly come to grips with this when up until recently, it's all based on lies, propaganda, and disinformation produced by all these Nazi biowarfare death scientists and the mainstream news media. Gates has access there to CNN whenever he wants to. We know CNN is basically a front organization for the CIA. And MSNBC is not much better. I'm not endorsing Fox here either, but that's where we are, Alex. And if this is not handled properly, this will continue. I'm very concerned about, you know, opening the lifting the mitigation measures. So far, they've been able to reduce the lethality. I think we have to move in the same direction that South Korea has, where you have massive diagnostic testing of your people. You have quarantine. I would not say 14 days. I would say at least 21 days. You would have treatment for people who need it, and free of charge for all American people, because, you know, we're not responsible for this. And then as South Korea is slowly doing now, now that they seem to have it under control, they're slowly opening up South Korea. I think that's the direction we need to move, between you and me, if you're asking me my opinion.
And I know you're looking at that from the virus's perspective, but clearly the globalists say they want this to end the U.S. economic system and have China win. China is reopened pretty much, they claim, but pushing for us to stay closed. So I understand it's two different things, but what about the issue with the United Nations World Food Program head saying additional 300,000 people are starving every day? I don't know if that's exaggerated, but regardless, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. I mean, we know the numbers on that. So how do you triage or weigh those two?
Well, Alex, I don't think we can help the rest of the world until we first solve this problem here in the United States. And I don't believe COVID is under control at all. We have to bring it under control first here in America, and then we can turn around and help other people. The WHO has been completely compromised here. Imagine this, Alex, that China's Fort Detrick is a WHO-sponsored research laboratory. Of course the WHO knew exactly what was going on over there, just like Fauci did, and they lied and they covered it up from the get-go. You can't believe anything.
Well, I agree with you. I don't see how Fauci and Bill and Melinda Gates funding all this when it's on record, and so sloppily on record, I don't see how they get away with it. Look at this. Wall Street Journal, U.S. probes University of Texas links to Chinese lab scrutinized over coronavirus. Well, it's well known that much of our big universities have become Chinese run.
Alex, it's even worse than that. If you have a look at the UNC Wuhan article, scientific article, you will see that Galveston cooperated with them on what was going on there at UNC.
And that's the University of Texas bioweapon lab in Galveston.
Right. It's a BSL-4. It's a biological warfare weapons lab down there, too. You know, it should be shut down. And the people involved here, in my opinion, should be investigated and prosecuted.
And by the way, whenever George W. Bush...
any terrorism act. And that's why I think Attorney General Barr needs to appoint a special counsel to handle this entire matter and get to the bottom of what really happened here. Meanwhile, I think we need President Trump out there leading the country in what I think is World War III against COVID. That's the way I see it.
Now, let's talk about that, because I know this information gets to the president and gets to other people. And that's one reason they want to shut down. I probably need to talk to you privately off air soon, Professor, and get your advice as a very famous criminal prosecutor as well. But they have covert operators. You talk about this third column or this fifth column. I mean, right now, these factions, the Democrats are the CIA globalist faction. There's different factions, obviously, in the CIA, but they're the main one. They're the dug-in deep state. And they are, behind the scenes, just terrorizing and harassing anybody in the media that tells the truth. I know you were put on no-fly list. I know you've been harassed for telling the truth about how dangerous these BSL-4s were, you know, over a decade ago. But I just hope Trump understands that we've got to move against these people quickly, because they are literally terrorizing the American people right now.
Well, Alex, you're right. As I told you, when I blew the whistle on Amerithrax coming out of a U.S. biological warfare program in the first week of November 2001, that is right after the anthrax attacks, that was clearly a biological warfare weapon, I've been completely censored out of all mainstream news media all over the world. And indeed, people have been threatened to prevent them from dealing with me. Just to give you one example to show you the deep state in operation here, I got a phone call from the late Congressman Walter Jones, a very prominent Republican there in North Carolina, a prominent, powerful member on the House Armed Services Committee, asking me for my advice on another matter. And would I help him out on the matter? I said, sure, I'd be happy to. And then at the end of that conversation, I said, you know, Congressman Jones, you're there out representing Fort Bragg, and you're
this is not
there.
This is not a cliffhanger. We got satellites. We got to go to break. Stay right there. We'll come back with a cliffhanger.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here, and I don't try to get up here and say sensational things just to say it when I'm covering serious news. Sometimes I do satire, like last Tuesday, got picked up Friday, was the number one thing on Twitter for 2 days, where I said, I'm not going to eat people's children during a collapse, I'm going to eat my neighbors. And then I went on to explain I was doing a Jonathan Swift allegory, but the media cut that out and played just a minute of it out of context. But I knew they'd do that, and people then came and found the truth of what I was talking about. But I'm very serious when we're here, being serious 99% of the time. And, you know, things have gotten so crazy these days that even though I like to have fun on air, that's how I started out on talk radio, I may just completely stop satire for a while because Americans can't seem to understand it. The week before that, I put out a video saying Alex Jones joins Facebook because one of the crew had a Facebook shirt and a Facebook cap. They'd done a piece on Facebook. I put it on, and I intro'd the piece, being very sarcastic about censorship. People think it's real, even though in the write-up it says it's satire. So Americans have seemed to, at least some of them, not figure that out. And that's what media is now playing into. So in the age of fake news, we can't even do satire because then people think it's real news. Now, recapping what you were saying, Dr. Boyle, sorry we got cut off by the break. You were talking about a very good man we had on many, many times. We're very sad when he passed last year. Walter B. Jones, 76, dies. Republican turned
against the Iraq war. You were talking about people that you talked to, then getting threatened or you getting threatened. And there's a lot of other guests that never come back on again because they get death threatened or they get calls from certain agencies when they come on. So this is all part of an intimidation campaign against people like yourself and I. So please continue with the story that you were just now telling us.
Right. So after I had given my advice to Congressman Jones on the matter he had called for, and I agreed to work with him on it, I then said, you know, Congressman Jones, you represent Fort Bragg out there, and Obama is ordering all your troops to go to Liberia, and you need to understand that the what they are confronting here is basically an offensive biological warfare weapon vaccine that is coming out of that BSL-4 in Kenema, Sierra Leone. Fort Detrick is there. Tulane is there. CDC is there. And this has nothing to do with bats, that this is an extremely dangerous offensive biological warfare weapon. It seems to me it's a vaccine that is part of a weapon that has live Ebola in it and is giving everyone Ebola. So obviously, Congressman Jones, representing Fort Bragg there, you know, was very concerned about this and said, called in his top staffer and said, I'm going to put my top staffer on this. Would you please work with him? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to. They then sent me an email. I responded. I said, you know, here's everything I have on that. I'm happy to work with you. Please let me know how you want to go from here. No response, nothing. I followed up repeatedly. They would not take my phone calls. They would not take my emails, nothing. Obviously, they were threatened. Now, you have to ask yourself, who has the power to threaten a very powerful and senior member, a Republican, on the House Armed Services Committee that is acting on behalf of his constituents there at Fort Bragg? And even after I liked Congressman Jones, I had enormous respect for him, as you pointed out yourself. And after Congressman Jones died, I sent a letter of condolence into his office saying, please convey this to his family. No response, nothing. So, you know, that's the type of stuff that goes on here, Alex, and this has happened to me repeatedly before.
And the great danger is we're going to let these crazy people at the NIH, these mad scientists that openly work with communist China, just do whatever they want, control our response to this, and cover it up. Here's one of the videos. This was just now on Fox News. I want to get your take on this. Former ex-CIA agent, who's a Democrat, says Comey must get the death penalty if found guilty of treason, getting into how they tried to set up Flynn, how they set up everybody else to overthrow Trump, which we now know the FBI did. They've been caught red-handed, at least that group of Democrats inside the FBI. By the way, they're still in there, folks, terrorizing people right now. Not Comey, but his people are, believe me. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
What do you think, if anything, should happen to James Comey then? What's your opinion on that?
My preference? I'd love to see the death penalty. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, if I could flip the switch myself, I'd do it. Because these men are traitors. They absolutely assaulted not just the Trump administration, but your vote, my vote, and anybody who went to the ballot box in 2016, irrespective of who we voted for, they decided that they were going to choose the nation's political winners and losers.
More and more people are talking like that. I played a clip earlier of a retired general saying we're at war with China and at war with a fifth column of globalists in our country, these multinational corporate criminals. Obama and Hillary are set to run for president again. Obama is her VP. The Hill reports, we knew that. This is psychotic. They don't seem to think they can ever be defeated here. Dr. Boyle, what do you think about this political climate?
Well, Alex, of course, I don't support the death penalty. We can respectfully disagree on that. The Department of Justice.
Well, no, I don't want to execute a bunch of. I don't want to have that. Right. They'll grab me and execute me if they take over.
And they repeatedly pressured me to put the death penalty in my biological weapons anti-terrorism act. I resisted it. So that's why it says life imprisonment. I had assumed life imprisonment would be enough to deter these people. And indeed, after it was passed, I put articles in scientific publications, including Science Magazine, saying, look here, you life scientists, if you get involved in this, you face life imprisonment under my act.
He even posted notices, and 5 years ago, a lot of folks listened and said, we can't do this. So the NIH Fauci just moved it to China.
Right. That's exactly what happened. I went through that article with you almost line by line. Sure. So I do not use the word treason, Alex, because it is defined in the Constitution, and there is a federal statute which I've dealt with in other.
So what is this then? Just making war on the American people? But, what do you call it?
But as I've said about Fauci and all those people at the University of North Carolina and the institutions, these are traitors to the United States of America. I think they can be prosecuted, slam dunk, under my Biological Warfare Anti-Terrorism Act and conspiracy to violate that. And so I'm calling on Attorney General Barr to appoint a special counsel, just like Mueller. Only someone with courage, integrity, and principle. You know, Mueller was compromised up to his eyeballs, between you and me. We know that. Mueller covered up the Amerithrax anthrax attacks. We could discuss that some other time if you want to.
Absolutely. We're out of time.
He's always been a deep state operative from the beginning. And I do agree. We've discussed this before. I know we're running out of time. I went through the exact same PhD program at Harvard that produced Zbigniew Brzezinski before me, and I offered both Russian politics and Russian history and Soviet politics on my PhD oral general exams, which I passed. That qualified me to teach both subjects at Harvard, and I just think Russiagate was propaganda from the get-go, and I agree with this. Fiona Hill, her teacher at Harvard, Dick Pipes, taught me Imperial Russian history. I got an A. It's not sour grapes. But he was a raving lunatic when it came to Russia. And a lot of these characters, there was another fellow testifying, say, oh, yes, I studied with Dr. Brzezinski at Harvard. Well, Brzezinski was a raving lunatic, too. He hated the Russians with a passion. And that was part of the problem in this whole...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, they're mad at me for outing Fiona Hill. It wasn't very hard. Her publication's called The Globalist. She testified in Congress. Doesn't know what a globalist is. Doesn't know George Soros. She just ran one of his major foundations. Thank you so much, Dr. Boyle. Please come back on after you teach your classes this week. Thank you, sir.
All right, sure, Alex. Bye-bye. Again, my best to your audience. But understand how serious we're in a war here with COVID. It's that simple.
God bless you. I know. Thank you, sir. All right. We're going to come back tomorrow, 11 a.m. while I'm still here. We got David Knight, 8 a.m. We got Owen Schroyer. His co-host is facing his jail time, his prison sentence. That's what you get now if you're General Flynn or Roger Stone or Alex Jones. You get prison. But it's okay. You know, they tried to put George Washington in prison, too. But we are at war with communist China and the deep state. And these idiots don't know when to quit. So I think they're invincible. I don't think I'm invincible. I just morally have to put my head down and keep going because they're announcing it. Hillary getting ready to come in and replace Joe Biden. Told you so again. That's why they got to take us off air, folks, because people know we tell the truth. Spread this report, please.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.